You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. And today we are speaking with both Jennifer Cassetta and Lindsay Smith, authors of the new book, Hear Me Roar, How to Defend Your Mind, Body, and Heart Against People Who Suck. Jennifer Cassetta is a self-defense expert, clinical nutritionist, and personal trainer to the stars. She has appeared on E!, The Today Show, The Doctors, and many more. Lindsay Smith, also known as the Food Mood Girl, is a nationally recognized health and wellness author and speaker. Her stories and tips have been featured on The Liza Show, Mind Body Green, and CBS News. She is also one of the leading contributors on eHow.com. Ladies, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you for having us.
You are both more than welcome. So first of all, Jennifer, you say I didn't choose my career path. It chose me. Tell us how.
Yes, Eric. I'll try and make this short because it's a long process, and I feel like it's always changing and always current and kind of keeping up with the times. So me, because when I was younger, in my early 20s, I wasn't sure what I really wanted to do with my career. And I was managing an event space down by the World Trade Centers. And on 9/11, I was down there at work and obviously had a hell of a day. And not to make light of it, but I did lose my job after that. So what I was doing in the meantime was training in martial arts. And I just loved it so much, and all I wanted to do was get to the dojo so I can train. So because of that, kind of sometimes the universe pushes you out of one job to find another, that's kind of what happened to me. So it chose me. I began to teach martial arts and then added in personal training, and then years later went to nutrition school and became a nutritionist as well. So it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, you said that very well, ongoing. Lindsay, what inspired you to choose your specific fields?
Similar to Jen, it was mainly based off of personal experience. I always knew that I wanted to help people. That's kind of been an underlying theme since I was a little girl. But when I was 12, I was diagnosed with anxiety, and I had severe anxiety to the point that I was hospitalized for it at a really young age. And I was very self-aware, and I knew that there had to be something out there. I knew that it wasn't normal, so I started seeking out different remedies and seeking out different counseling and help, and I finally stumbled across a wellness center in my hometown, and I begged my parents to send me to it, and they agreed. And so within 6 months of working with my mentor, I was pretty much anxiety-free. I was really learning how to cope with my body image, my self-esteem, what I was putting in my body, exercise, all of the components of wellness. And so by the time I was 15, I was in like 9th or 10th grade, I actually started teaching stress management workshops to my peers. So I guess you can say the rest is kind of history, and I've just evolved in my career and have just kind of been evolving myself and being able to evolve my career in that way as well, because it's all based off of personal experience and then training and being able to reach people where they're at.
And Jennifer, where did the idea of stilettos and self-defense come from?
One night walking down the street in New York City, where I was living at the time, I was grabbed by a stranger on the street and was able to fight him off, just by kind of screaming and yelling and releasing my inner she-beast. And it was early on in my martial arts training, so luckily I didn't have to use all these fancy techniques that I was learning. But I did learn that basically that fierceness that I was able to use that night. And I realized going forward that, A, it could have been a lot worse. B, this happens all the time. And C, most of the time it happens and things are a lot worse for a lot of other women out there that don't have the self-defense training that I had. So years later, I really got serious about my martial arts training. I was going all the time. And years later, women started asking me to please teach them the basics of self-defense. So I created Stilettos and Self-Defense workshops, named it based on the night that I was grabbed wearing my stilettos and was able to scare off my attacker and run in them. But really just gave it the name more for marketing, just to get women interested in self-defense instead of just like self-defense training, you know? So, and it worked because it did get picked up by a lot of media and stuff, and that was really great. And then later on, I created DVDs out of, with the same name.
Very clever. Today we're joined by Jennifer Cassetta and Lindsay Smith, authors of the new book, Hear Me Roar, How to Defend Your Mind, Body, and Heart Against People Who Suck, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jennifer, moving forward, what is the goal of the Hear Me Roar book?
I would say we have a few goals of the book, but first and foremost is to empower young women to stand up for themselves in all aspects of their life, from saying no to violence against them, other women, and kind of standing up for yourself and building your confidence and also your personal safety can help you in other areas of your life as well, from your career to friendships and relationships and dating. So we do mention a lot of those different areas in the book as well to empower women.
And Lindsay, how has writing a book changed your business personally?
Oh, that's a great question. This is actually my fourth book. And so I love writing books, and I love what books do for your business. I think it's the entryway to greater opportunities. It's like a $5 business card. It's a way to expand your network and your career. As soon as you say you're an author, people automatically view you differently, and it helps with media opportunities. I think the biggest thing that it's done for my career is I knew that I wanted to be a speaker. Pretty much early on, I knew that that was something that I was really interested in doing and getting paid to speak, and a book has allowed me to do that. So I think that would be the biggest tool that I've been able to gain through the business. Everyone thinks, oh, writing a book sales, but it's really how you can leverage your book beyond just sales alone.
I like that. And Jennifer, you seem to wear a lot of hats. How do you choose your projects and decipher between them all?
I think, again, during this ongoing process, number one, I've been open to it, open to different projects coming my way. Easy to find online. For example, a woman in Finland with a nutrition startup was able to find me a few months ago, and I've been working with her regarding that. So if I wasn't easy to find online, that would have never happened. Also, networking within the field of health and fitness and nutrition and self-defense, all these different fields that I'm in, networking within them, and I don't mean just going to, like, networking events. I mean being out, for example, going to social events of people in the area, or trying different fitness classes, or going to different gyms, or, you know, having friends of friends kind of hook you up with their friends in that area. And always looking at people not as competition, but as just an opportunity to get to know someone else that has the same mission as you, and almost like a potential partner. A partner for what? Who knows? But again, it's just potential. So I've always just had a policy of kind of saying yes to the next. And, you know, obviously you can get to a point where you're too overwhelmed and too scattered that you have to start saying no, but I'm not quite there just yet. And so far, the things that are flowing towards me are all good. So that's good.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. And Lindsay, what are your favorite ways to connect with followers?
Well, actually, it's funny. Jen and I met on social media. So we actually met on Twitter, and we became friends on Twitter, and then I reviewed Jen's Stiletto and Self-Defense DVDs for my blog, and then I ended up asking Jen to come out to Pittsburgh, where I live, to do a self-defense workshop, and that's kind of where our book stems from. So it's really, I think it's a great tool. I think social media is a great tool, and consistently staying engaged and connected with people and making sure that you are responding to people when they maybe post something on Facebook or ask you a question, or even on your Instagram or Twitter, just really giving that personalized attention. I think that's where it starts, and I think that that's what grows your tribe, because you can have 100,000 followers, but maybe they're not engaged. But if you have 2,000 and they're engaged, and they are into your work, then they will slowly start telling other people, and it'll grow your network of people that are super passionate and really into your work and what you're doing.
Well, it certainly has been good to have the both of you, and I'm sure our lady listeners are just anxious to find out where they can get the book. This is an attention getter and something the ladies certainly, I'm sure, are definitely interested in knowing more about. How about telling our listeners where they can not only best connect with you online, but how they can find and purchase your book?
Sure. This is Jennifer Cassetta, and I'm pretty easy to find online, jennifercassetta.com, at Jen Cassetta, Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook is Jennifer Cassetta. Our book is available on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com right now.
Mm-hmm. And this is Lindsay Smith, and you can find me at FoodMoodGirl.com. And I am on Instagram, Twitter, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Lindsay Smith, HHC, Lindsay with an E. And I am on Facebook as FoodMoodGirl.
And you can tweet us both using the hashtag HearMeRoar with any questions or tips or stories that you'd like to share about sexual violence, self-defense, personal safety, or even self-confidence.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely phenomenal what you're both doing in the space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Thank you, Eric, for having us. I'm excited about this. I love talking about this topic and also entrepreneurship, so it's been really fun. I think, a tip that I have is and I know Jen may say this too, but this is our big thing lately, is just to be really aware of your surroundings and how people are really making you feel. And I think that's one of the things with our book, is that we're addressing not just, violence and sexual acts, but just the negative people in your life that try to put you down, either in business or in just your relationships. And so really be aware of that and check in with yourself frequently, so that way it can help you assess the situation to see what you need to change.
Well, Jennifer and Lindsay, we certainly do appreciate, again, what you're doing, and we thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here briefly and let us know what's out there for us as far as information here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Jennifer Cassetta and Lindsay Smith, authors of the new book, Hear Me Roar, How to Defend Your Mind, Body, and Heart Against People Who Suck. And once again, the websites of reference, you can find Jennifer Cassetta at JenniferCassetta.com and Lindsay Smith at FoodMoodGirl.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.